years of Doug Steffens' Good Day.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside. There's a marathon running on.
It is the Good Day program for Monday. The most important stories of the day are here for your listening and dancing pleasure. The 25th of March, a week from today, it'll be the 1st of April. And a week from tomorrow, first baseball games will be played. So that's kind of a cool thing. By this hour, the Vice President of the United States is in the news. That pretty much happens every day. But
yeah, what did he say today?
That he's not, well, this is what he said. It's what he did.
Oh.
And what it costs you for him doing it. That coming up in a moment or two, Mayor Bloomberg and the gun control and the smoking and the drinking. I see different stories on this all the time, and I wonder, is it worth spending any time on, because everybody knows pretty much all the angles, all the sides, all the input. So what's the big deal? I think what is happening, though, Richie, here, is that the NRA feels like they're getting pushed by Mayor Bloomberg, because he's spending $12 million of his own money in a campaign against illegal guns.
I have a little bit of an issue with that.
You do?
Yeah, that just kind of ekes me out when politicians start using their own money to change policy.
Why?
Because you're controlling the policy to an extent.
How are you controlling it? Oh, you mean because you can vote on it?
You're making the laws and paying for.
If you listen to this guy, he is so firm and he is so secure.
He definitely believes what he believes, decidedly right
in his own mind.
Yeah.
He doesn't waver. He doesn't flinch. He doesn't give. He is one of those guys that has principles. Whether you like his principles or not is another thing. But the guy sticks to his, if you'll pardon the pun, gun, his guns.
Wouldn't it be illegal if a congressman used his own money to lobby?
You'd rather have them use the lobbyist money. What's the difference? Come on.
But if a congressman, if they found out that a senator or a congressman was funneling money into a lobby to support a bill that they were voting on, wouldn't that be a conflict of interest?
I don't know. I'm so tired of all the corruption. The Monsanto guys are at it again. They got a couple of senators to add a rider to the Senate budget bill. Remember last week, there was a lot of talk about the Senate actually passing the first budget bill in how many years?
Yeah.
And come to find out that there's a Monsanto agreement in there to protect them from lawsuits over genetically modified food in case it's not good and people decide to sue them. They can't really sue him, at least if this thing gets signed by the president. I can't imagine the last time this stuff got added in, it killed the bill, the farm bill. It killed the whole farm bill. And you've got to wonder.
Well, don't worry. Their record on passing a budget isn't too good, so you're probably safe.
No, but I mean, that is, sir, look at this, though, Richie. Twice in basically the same sort of process, Monsanto is so powerful, so influential, so focused on protecting themselves and so demonic about trying to get this GMO food stuff all around the world, they bought off enough senators to supply themselves with some protection. And it's just amazing that even if it doesn't get passed, that they have that much influence that they can get those sort of riders put into bills. Tells you how much money is involved in this.
With the world population today, we need food sources like
that's
to
the
be
argument.
Able to feed the whole world. Otherwise, people are going to starve to death, Doug.
That is the argument, Richie.
You should eat genetically modified food.
So that we can kill off some of the population sooner than might be the case.
Then we'll be able to control the population, and we won't have to worry about being able to feed everybody.
Excuse me. All right, so that's something going on this week. The Supreme Court is going to hear arguments this week on whether or not the DOMA amendment or the free... this is something else. How many times do we have the same conversation? Ay, 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 ay. Can we have gay people married? We don't want them married. We want to leave them alone. You know, this is really very interesting. There's an 83-year-old woman who's really responsible for this thing getting to the Supreme Court. She's been living with the same woman. This woman's 83. She's been living with an 84-year-old woman for like 55 years. She couldn't get married to her. So she got so fed up with it that she's apparently got enough money to get lawyers to stir the pot, and she's one of the ones that's taking the issue to the Supreme Court. I thought it was kind of cool, actually. Thea Spire is her name. S-P-Y-E-R. So, anyway. The whole thing is another one of these redundancies in the media, the news media. But I do think there's some interesting characters that are coming out, like the story of that lady. Speaking of interesting characters, I have been saying a lot of good things about the new Pope, and I continue to think a lot of good things.
So far, so good, huh?
New Pope.
Seems like a nice guy.
I like this guy. I just like him.
Seems to say the right things. He's got a nice look about him. That's what people give him his first pass. He's got a nice look about him.
And he has a nice way about him.
Yeah.
And so good luck to him, and if you'll pardon the God bless you, he needs to have. I think we all need more of God's blessings, and this guy, he's cool. And speaking of God's blessing, truck driver in New Jersey says he won $338 million on the drawing on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Would you?
$221 million he gets to take after the taxes. What?
Knowing what you know about the people who have come forward and say how winning this kind of money has ruined their life.
Yep.
You still want it, don't you?
Of course you all want it.
Yeah.
But you all have different ways of it. If I won, nobody would ever know. No one. I would never tell, so I'd use the money for good things, maybe tweak a few things here and there.
Yeah.
You'd never know if I won it.
Well, that's definitely the way you have to
never,
do it.
Never.
Once it's out there, it's, man,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you cannot beat them back with a stick.
Oh, it's horrible. Passover begins tonight as well at sundown. Those of you who are Jewish, your temples will be open, I'm sure, tonight at sundown. And then the... what is it? Is there this fasting someplace, I think, isn't there? There's Seder suppers. A lot of Seder. If you looked online, Kenny, where's Kenny? Can we talk to Kenny?
Mm-hmm.
Or can we not talk to Kenny?
Mm-hmm. Kenny,
you there? Yeah, I'm here.
All right. So, and I don't think you mind, but you can tell me you mind, and I won't. I'm not trying to put you on the spot. You're converted.
I like how it's going so far.
Well, but we talk a lot when you are talking about your Catholic faith. You converted from Judaism to Catholicism, right?
Right.
All right. So, what do you remember about as a child some of the holidays? I guess because Passover begins tonight. Well, what do you remember, and what should everybody be aware of when it comes to knowing about Passover?
I'm the wrong one to ask. The only thing that I really remember vividly about it was matzah replacing bread all week.
Yeah. Matzah balls!
You couldn't have leavened bread.
No.
So all sandwiches and everything as a kid, it was all replaced with matzah.
Knowing you, that really makes me laugh that's the thing you remember about.
Absolutely. It all comes back to food.
Yeah, and then if you don't mind my asking, and I think you and I have had this conversation, actually. I don't remember whether we've had it on the air or off the air, why you decided is we've talked a lot about this new pope, and I don't know whether you think I'm being a hypocrite because I'm saying that I like this pope. And I mean, you and I have always had very frank, we all have very frank relationships here, and we say what's on our mind. I don't, you've heard me say it 100 times, you heard me say it once. I don't think organized commercial industrial religion is that hot. Frankly, I'm a very strong believer in God, the force, whatever you want to call it. But I feel, and maybe this is why I feel this way, the Catholic Church has been so mismanaged. It kind of reminds me of this country. So mismanaged for so long that we feel just I'm not Catholic, but yet I like this guy. And it feels like there's a load being lifted off of the shoulders of a lot of people who have carried the tired and the poor for a long time. This guy just seems to get it.
Hey, listen, the bottom line is that they can get their stuff together. The Catholic Church can do a lot of great things in this world.
Of course, any religion
can. It's a big, huge, organized machine that can really do good.
Let me ask.
It's been a trouble.
Let me ask Kenny why he converted.
The short answer is for a woman.
enough said.
it was something that was very important to her, and at that time, religion was not very important to me. So I thought, I can check this out.
Mm-hmm.
So I did, and it felt right. Yeah. It I got a lot out of it. I felt at peace.
Yeah. So now you embrace Catholicism quite strongly, do you not?
I have a lot of concerns about what's been going on with the church over the last decade.
Right.
It's been going on a lot longer than that, but it's really been much more pronounced over the last eight.
More public, at least.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Would you leave the church?
I have lots of concerns about that and about Pope Benedict just deciding that he wasn't going to do it anymore and stepped down. Yeah. I didn't like that at all. But like you have said, I like a lot of things about Pope Francis.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the church is so corrupt, and maybe this guy will just take a broom to it. And that's, you know, a good reason to sort of like the guy. I'm very impressed with him, frankly. All right, so that's the story about yesterday at church or today in the synagogue. And send your Passover recipes to us, and we'll post them online along with whatever else may be of religious significance at Twitter.com. No, not Twitter. What is it? It's at Good Day Show. Twitter, at Good Day Show, and Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Or you can join us at 888-302-3684, Doug at DougStephan.com, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
New car?
New Honda Accord. Review camera and Bluetooth hands-free link.
You're so into technology these days, LOL.
Most people are.
Hi, DK. You going through a midlife crisis?
No. Hondas hold their value better than any other brand.
A lot of guys compensate for their age with techie gadgets. NBD.
Get a Honda Accord with 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers at the Really Big Spring event, now at your Honda dealer.
The Bluetooth word mark and logos are owned by the Bluetooth SIG, Inc. and uses such marks by Honda Motor Company Limited is under license. Value retention claim based on ALG's 2013 model year residual value award for mainstream brands. Visit ALG.com for more info. See dealer for financing details.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer?
Wait,
is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a kick.
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
If you're lost in a home, or you're singing,
it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again.
Carry on, carry on.
HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. reputation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
To jump on to the OJ's love train. I love this. I got goosebumps. Oh my God, that's a good song. Love in the air. I do. I have goosebumps, Richie.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's because I'm in love and I'm listening to this song. Right?
Well, is it because, I mean, we used to listen to the OJ song all the time on this show. And,
yeah.
You know, just with music in general and your life, every now and then there's songs that you just don't hear as much. And when you hear it, you crank it up, man. You feel
crank it. Crank it up, Richie! Don't need no money.
Brothers. My brothers come from Germany, in Belgium, and France, and England, and who knows where else. Portugal.
Don't miss the train.
Get ready to leave the station.
I'm sorry, sorry for you.
Wind and Fire OJ's concert once at the Capitol Center in Landover, Maryland. Man, oh,
remember I told you about going to the Spinners OJ concert at the Wiltern Theater at the corner, of Wiltshire and Western Avenue. I'm getting a sore throat,
What happens when you're sick? You know?
So I was the only white guy. 14,000 people in this city. I was the only white guy in the whole place.
I had the most fun with two guys that were next to me. And this one guy had a full purple suit on, it, the purple hat, the purple shoes, and his buddy was wearing all red, red hat.
I saw some yellow.
And we had the best time, man.
Green outfits.
Oh.
All right, so love. What you're learning about love? I think for the first time in my life, I'm actually really in love. First time.
Oh, yeah.
And what I'm learning about love is the duty, because it's a duty. There's a duty to loving. And one of the things, this woman is such a terrific listener, and she likes to tease me about things that she hears that she'll remember and she'll repeat to me. Remember when you said this, that, or the other
thing? Yeah, that's a dangerous thing, buddy. It's going to come back to bite you.
No, not if you're true. No, I don't. I mean, you're going to fall into it every once in a while because you just...
Every now and then I like to kind of push you into the hole.
I know you do, and you're wonderful at that, Richie. True love
is when two people are each other's best ears. That is one of the things, it seems to me, that it's the hardest for people, unless you really love this other person and can tune in, you can listen and be responsive or not. I think there's an awesome power to listening, and that way is how you show you deeply care for somebody. At least that's what I'm learning as I go along. A lot of people who are in the business of keeping people together will tell you that when they conduct counseling sessions with two partners that don't like each other anymore, or seem not to like each other anymore, one or both of them say they have to scream to be heard. They're not being heard. The two often are speaking past each other. And how often does that happen? Mm. Think about your marriage. Think about your relationship. You can do it. You got to practice. That's all. Just focus on the other person. Hear, receive the message. You don't you don't react. You can respond, but don't react. No relationship has ever been strong without the ability of one person to listen to the other. The simple act of listening may be, just maybe, the truest act of love. Some food for thought, hopefully. It makes some sense. At 28 after, this is Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Pop superstar Lionel Richie is one of the most successful recording artists of all time. His latest album, Tuskegee, is a new take on some of his classic songs, recorded with some of the biggest stars in country music.
This album just came out of sheer, I think it was just the songs stuck around long enough to where one day we were sitting down talking about just where to go next in terms of, first of all, where the songs have been, where have I been in my career. And we discovered one day that, believe it or not, the songs stuck in country. And it's been there all the time. It's just we couldn't quite figure out whether we should do maybe one or two duets on a new album and introduce country that way, or you don't introduce country at all. You just let the songs land where they are with country artists. So we put a feel out to see if we did a country album, who would come to the table. And all of country came to the table. What I had to discover was that everybody, basically as a country star, knew one or more of my songs. And so no one had ever done their catalog in duets. Normally they would do someone else's catalog. But instead of Lionel doing Gershwin or Lionel doing Cole Porter, I decided to do Lionel Richie.
That's Lionel Richie on his newest album, Tuskegee. There's more online, Insight Daily Radio.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. But I have to tell you, it could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens' Good Day.
Serious biz here. Doug's Good Day with Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler. Jennifer and Roberta both gone. So I think Roberta's back tomorrow, though.
She is back tomorrow, yes.
Back tomorrow. All right. And you're gone tomorrow.
I'm gone tomorrow and Wednesday. Back Thursday.
All right.
It's there a revolving door of co-hosts.
Apparently, yeah. Yes, right. And Roberta will be back to tell us a story and probably nicely tanned and raring to go. And the Queen of Chief then will be back tomorrow.
This is why Jennifer, I'm taking 2 days off, because when Roberta takes 8 days and goes out on the sailing on the ocean.
Uncontrollable.
She is uncontrollable when she comes back. She is rip-roaring and ready to go. So you're on your own there, bro.
I appreciate the help. Thank you. All right. Anyway, 25 before the hour. Doug's Good Day program. Joe Biden is the subject of our 2020 News Quiz question.
Oh, I love Joe Biden stories.
Got 5 minutes to answer this question for a swell prize at 888-302-3684. Joe Biden cost you $1 million last month. Do you know why? What did Joe Biden do last month?
He was sitting at a auction at Sotheby's, and he stood up and said, "I'll take it," and didn't know what he was bidding for.
No, that's that's not the right answer, Richie, but thanks for trying. 888-302-3684. Joe Biden cost you $1 million and only took him 2 days to do it.
Really?
In 2 days, Joe Biden spent $1 million of your money.
That's pretty good.
During the month of February. How did that happen? What did he do? What did Joe Biden do to cost you $1 million in just 2 days and two nights? 888-302-3684. You know the answer? Help yourself. Be happy to talk to you. It makes for great conversation. What did Joe Biden do last month that cost you, the American taxpayer, in 2 days and two nights, $1 million? 888-302-3684. I told you the TV report was coming up. Long as we're
2 days and two nights.
2 days and two nights. Yep. 888-302-3684. Meanwhile,
a little funny like that.
No, well, no, no. Okay. I'd say he's not gonna. That's one thing he's not gonna do.
Nah, he's pretty good at that.
Meanwhile, in Israel and the Middle East, the president was there, as you know, for a couple of days last week. Yesterday, Israel said it fired into Syria, destroying a machine gun position in the Golan Heights. Meanwhile, the president is over there telling Netanyahu what a great pal he is and how everything's turned around. What you didn't know is that on, this is how cynical politics and politicians are. Listen to this. Late Friday night into Saturday morning, the United States quietly unblocked 500 million dollars in aid to the Palestinian Authority, which had been frozen by Congress since last year. Want me to repeat that?
Yes, please.
Late last Friday or early Saturday morning, the president or the administration unlocked. There was a block that had been put on $500 million in aid to the Palestinian Authority, frozen by Congress last year. Somehow or other, the blockage has been lifted by the president, and this on the heels of his visit to Israel and the West Bank. So, what does that mean? Just more hocus-pocus, more money for both sides to buy arms to keep the military-industrial complex working. That's pretty much what that means. That's what it means. Well, how else would you read that? Any other way of reading that? What's wrong with my assertion or my assumption or my analysis of that? Is there anything wrong with that?
Nope, I'm flying with it.
Yeah.
Works for me.
All right. Dave thinks he knows what Joe Biden did to spend $1 million of his tax money in 2 days and two nights. Dave, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Oh, just another day in paradise here in Mount Vernon, Ohio.
Hey, listen, there's nothing wrong with Mount Vernon. I love Mount Vernon. Cool place.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so what's the story with Joe Biden?
Well, there's a lot of answers I'd like to give, but I know he and his entourage ran up a two-day, two-night hotel bill in, I believe it was London and Paris.
Yes, one night in London and one night in Paris. Listen to this. The security detail rung up a $585,000 tab for February 4th at the Hotel Intercontinental in Paris. It's a luxurious five-star hotel near the Louvre. And then either the day before or the day after, same group spent the night in London at the Hyatt Regency, $459,388. The reason? Not because his wife went with him, but if you want to know what the entourage consists of, it is over 100 Secret Service agents who travel with the vice president. They all had to be put up in the same hotel. They took 100 rooms in each hotel.
They couldn't double up in a room.
100 rooms in each of these hotels for the nights they were there. And the presidential suite cost you $3,800 for Joe to use in the Parisian hotel. I don't know how much it was in the other hotel.
Ridiculous.
So these people are much better than we are, because who among us could spend $3,800 for one room for one night in a hotel? I couldn't spend $3,800.
Working well.
I mean, this is like shoving it in your ear and twisting it around. And I don't mean ear when I say a part of your anatomy. That's what this is. How else do you read it? He's so insensitive to the fact that we are $17 trillion in debt. They could spend $1 million for two nights
last month
in two hotels.
We had the story about how he was going to stop using Air Force Two to fly home to Delaware because he'd rather take the train, you know.
That's okay. Let him take the train. But he needed to spend $1 million of our money. Is that he needed to do that?
Why do we need 100 Secret Service agents?
I don't know.
What are they all doing?
I don't know. I just don't get this stuff and how these guys are that callous to this sort of thing. Dave, hold on a second. We'll take care of it. Yeah, it's just so the callousness of this. I don't know. I know if, and you know what, I got to tell you something. You can take shots. We were taking shots earlier at Michael Bloomberg because he spent $12 million of his own money to work with other mayors to try to get at the gun lobby. But you know what? If he'd have done a trip, if he'd have been president, he did a trip like this, he wouldn't have had the taxpayer pay for it. I'll tell you that. He's done a lot of things as mayor of New York. He paid the bill because he had the money and didn't charge off. That's one of the reasons New Yorkers like him as much as they do, because he has not, the tax base in New York City has stayed the same for the years, 12 years that he's been mayor. It is now not, I mean, it's crazy expensive to buy stuff in New York, but taxes are not crazy expensive in comparison to some other cities. Crazy expensive is Los Angeles, but not crazy expensive New York. So I just think about that for a moment or two. It washes around in your head. Television report coming up in a few moments. Matter of fact, the news on a new reality show that's being planned and a reunion of a great old show. HGTV, speaking of television, HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your pets, your children, your favorite neighborhood hangout. Tag your best photos of your children, your home, your neighborhood fun hangout. Tag your best photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter. Tag your best photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter. Share your photos and you might see them posted on HGTV.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion!
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. On your mark, get set, go. Now, the minute I said that, what were you thinking of? You were thinking of a lineup, and I said go. Here's my question. When we started running in our minds, did we set the pace, or did we instantaneously look around at what the other people on that line were doing? And the way we answer that once again defines our outlook on life. So, for example, when you heard the word go, if you looked around on everyone else, you know, that basically means you're a follower. However, if you said go and you knew it was coming because we're all familiar with on your mark, and you said when that person says go, I'm going to set the pace, I'm going to lead the way, then in fact you are a leader. You know what? When someone says go in life, don't look at what other people are doing. Get yourself internalized, get yourself charged, get yourself energized, and go. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
I dig the new Honda CR-V, Dad. The band door compatibility and rearview camera are tight.
Like the lid in an old jar of olives.
Seriously, six standard features.
And Hondas hold their value better than any other brand. It's sick like the mad cow flu.
Dad, don't try to use our words.
Why? My new ride is totes cray-cray.
Dad, stop.
Get a Honda CR-V with 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers during the really big spring event. Now at your Honda dealer.
Band door compatible with select smartphones. Wireless carriage rates apply. Value retention claim based on ALG's 2013 model year residual value award for mainstream brands. Visit ALG.com for more info. See dealer for financing details.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
TV News Nugget time now on Good Day. Entertaining, informing, that's our job. Richie and Kenny and Doug with the focus on television. There is a new reality TV program that is very interesting to contemplate. Yes.
What it is?
The future could be the past as far as children on television. Children who have had past lives, in fact. There's a production company currently holding a casting call for children who claim to have or have had past life memories. The show is called Ghost Inside My Child, scheduled to air later this year. Pilot episode of the series aired a couple of months ago with three children who had gone through various steps of recovering memories from their past lives. The producers, who happen to be married, are looking for other families with children, as the request states, who have, quote, inexplicable memories and experiences of another life. They were pregnant, apparently, at the time when the idea first came to them. Story in the Huffington Post is posted from today's show.
Who's going to air this?
DuckStephan.com. This is on the Bio Channel? Biography Channel? Biography Channel.
Biography Channel, okay.
Yeah, okay. Poll today. Yeah. This could be a good Facebook question, Kenny, too. The poll, do you believe in reincarnation? A, yes. In fact, I know it's true. That's how I am. I feel that way. B, sort of, but I'm a bit unsure. C, not really. D, no. Richie, what are you? You kind of, sort of, maybe sort of.
Yeah, I believe that when we kick it, that it's not all over, right. That there's something else going on. Exactly what that is, I'll let you know I pass and go on the other side.
Okay, I'll be looking forward to it, Richie.
Yeah.
Kenny, you're a Catholic. Richie, you're a Protestant. Most regular churches don't like reincarnation talk, right? Catholics don't like it at all.
Yeah, but I have met someone that shaped that for me. I really believe that they were here before.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. All right. CNN says it will hire Elizabeth Hasselbeck the moment her ABC contract is up. She has a job on CNN, and they don't specify what they want her to do, but they want her. So
I have a hard time seeing her in anything other than an ensemble format.
Yeah. Well, she has done some other stuff, Richie. None of it attracted a whole lot of attention, but she's done other things. Speaking of television, on Fox yesterday, Allison Camerota talked to legal analyst Joanna Spillbore and Arthur Idala about the legal ramifications of a man who faked a knife attack to impress one of his dates. Listen to this.
This is so cool.
One Arkansas man admits he may have taken things a little too far when he had a friend fake a knife attack so he could play hero. The Jonesboro Police Department spent 2 hours searching for the fake assailant. Should the man be charged with a crime? This guy, he was trying to impress this first date, so he had his buddy pretend to be a knife assailant. He valiantly fought him off, and then the cops came. They spent 2 hours combing the woods.
Right.
Should he be charged with a crime?
Absolutely, because he committed a crime. Oh, my God. Could you imagine? Do you guys remember the name Jennifer Wilbanks? She was the runaway bride. Remember what she did? She staged her own kidnapping and rape, essentially, then called the police and said, oh, I've been kidnapped and raped. This is absolutely no different. And what a buffoon. His girlfriend, his date went running away, called the police, and that's when the police resources got wasted for hours and hours. Please lock the guy up.
I mean, there but for the grace of God go I.
Oh,
I mean,
you
if I was
like
going out with
done.
Jonna, let's just hypothetically speak, and we're going out on a date. Stephanie and makeup just called me Mr. Potato Head. She's not going to be hanging out with Mr. Potato Head without some outside forces coming in to, like, show off my greatness. Is the guy a knucklehead? Absolutely. Yeah. Is he a jerk? Absolutely. I don't know the crime he committed,
well,
though.
What about the wasting,
tell me the penal law.
The wasting of
the
police resources?
Give him a fine. Let him pay $1,000, $2,000.
Filing a false police report, making a false statement. He wasn't exactly
All right. So here's this is how this works. This happens a lot, and what they do is they make you pay the cost. You know, instead of somebody like this to jail, you make them pay the cost of whatever the police had to spend on their own. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Also, for the first time ever, cast members from the Mary Tyler Moore Show are going to reunite. Valerie Harper, Mary Tyler Moore, Cloris Leachman, Georgia Engel, set to guest star together on Hot in Cleveland, which has Betty White as well.
Yeah, because Valerie's not doing too well.
Yeah,
so,
right. That's a good. That'd be a show that'd get a lot of attention. Be sure of that.
Will,
coming up on what is that? What channel is that on?
It's on the TV
guide.
Not TV guide.
TV something.
Oh.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Stephens, good day with Doug.
More naked, more often. That's not bad.
Rich McFadden.
Well, they have no control over their hormones.
Jennifer Horn.
3/4 of us do the show in our pajamas.
Roberta Fasanelli.
Don't you know that coffee is proof that God loves us?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Doug Stephens, good day. 25 years of audio radiance for our radio audience. I don't believe I just said it. You're invited to join our party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Stephens, good day.
Your health and well-being, always an important item here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Richie and I are going to talk to Rob Martin, who has been involved in health pursuits most of his adult career. And he wants to speak to us about the two latest nutritional breakthroughs with T-Gen and NitroBoost, something you hear me talking about a lot. So, Rob, let's start with the genesis, if you will, the derivation. I was going to put the words together because I get paid by the word. I was going to put derivation and generating together. How did this come about? T-Gen, in my understanding of it, means that this is a sort of automatic generator of testosterone. That's what T-Gen means. You in your body can rejuvenate testosterone through your own mechanism, and that's what this stuff works on, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, behind the scenes for years now in the nutraceutical research world, we've been looking at many different ingredients that might boost testosterone. And men have come to recognize that hormone replacement is very important. It's not just for women, it's for men as well. And we always like to find natural ingredients that perform various functions in our body. And we have isolated certain ingredients that do boost the free testosterone, by the way, which is the active, as you know, the active form of the testosterone, and it's quite a dramatic rise, still keeping it within the normal range, mind you. It's not like some crazy, you could be a wrestler or a bodybuilder, but to get it back in that normal range so a guy can function. You know, the guys that have to compete today, the economy is terrible, they're competing against young men, guys are getting laid off, and you've got to keep that vitality. It's not just about sex. Of course, obviously your libido increases when your testosterone is in the normal range, but also also your drive, your passion, your confidence, all of that is restored. You get in better physical condition. It really is, not only is it the man's hormone, it's also the youth hormone. And so it's really important that we guys, as we age, and I'm 62 years old, so I'm very sensitive to this, as we age, we want to keep our hormones in a nice, healthy range so we can perform for the next 20 or 30 years.
Well, that's the idea. Some people always talk about what your testosterone level is, and if you don't know what it is, you need to get that information. You get a blood test during your annual physical. So if you're down in the 200, 300 range and you want to get up to normalcy, this is the way to get your own body to rejuvenate. And that's really something that when you get into your 40s and 50s and beyond is important. A lot of people wonder, though, whether taking this kind of a supplement is safe. If you're older, in your 70s and 80s, is this something that men ought to be doing?
Well, absolutely, because we know the science is very consistent. As testosterone goes down, not only does libido go down, the body fat goes up, but also issues with blood sugar metabolism, cardiovascular issues really begin to become more apparent. To be healthy, all around healthy, whole body healthy, you need healthy levels of testosterone. It is crucial for a man's well-being.
Yeah, your good health, if you're a man, depends on having enough testosterone, because it triggers a lot of other things. It stimulates the need for, I mean, when you get older, you're getting fat in your body, and testosterone helps to break that down and get rid of it, doesn't it?
It's true, and actually the study on the active ingredient in the T-Gen product that we develop, it's been shown in the study, not only does it boost the free testosterone, but guys develop more muscle mass. They lost fat, they gained muscle mass,
right.
And they measured it on the tricep and on the thigh, and this is very important. We have to keep our muscularity as we age. That's what puts people really in the nursing homes.
Right. No skeletal
support. You know, once the legs go and all of that, you're finished.
You have no muscles around your skeletal support system. Your body can't move. You got to have muscle around your skeleton in order to move. And getting T-Gen and other things that are in your system around is helped by the combination of T-Gen and a product called Nitro Boost. Why don't you explain, if you can, Rob Martin, about Nitro Boost and why it's important to put together with the T-Gen?
Well, the Nitro Boost really supports nitric oxide. Now, this is something that's very important, and it's based on Nobel Prize-winning science. It's very important for the cardiovascular system to function properly.
There is the way for you to build up your body. What a great explanation. Here's how you get T-Gen and Nitro Boost. Dial 800-631-6443. Do it right now while you're thinking about it. 800-631-6443. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. You get the whole deal at half price and NutriBoost as well, free. 800-631.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.